Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Artist Loft. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful evening tonight, and we're going to have a very special guest tonight, Mr. John Gamble. Mr. Gamble is a poet, and he'll be tuning in with us shortly. But I'd like to say hello to all of my family and friends who are supporting and listening in to The Artist Loft, my co-host PJ Sampson and Anna Marie Holiday, who may not be able to join us tonight. But anyway, shout out to them and much love to you all. And I hope that everything is going right in your lives for this day and for all days. I'd like to say may God bless America and continue to help to keep us safe, to keep our men and women fighting in wars that don't belong to us, that we have no reason being. That's my special request and my special prayer, because so many things are going on in this world, and with the new president that you guys have, I don't understand a lot of things about politics, but I do understand enough to know that it's not right at this particular time. So anyhow, I hope that everybody is feeling happy and everything. I'd like to give you a few shout-outs, if I may, to people around the areas and welcome some of my guests that are coming up. On the 30th is Victoria Kirby, another poet, author, scriptwriter, screenwriter, stage play director, who will be coming on the show on the 30th of this month. So I look forward to that. And I also look forward to having many more interviews with all the other people that I have booked. Too many to mention at this particular time, but believe me, I have a lot. And I'd like to also say hello to Reverend Donna Ghani with her network, Kingdom Empowerment. Also to Apostle Leonard Quentin Sampson with his Facebook page. I believe that page is, let me make sure, it's OFUBOCCHURCH, and that's OFUBOCCHURCH. In other words, it's OFUBOC Church, and that's Mr. Apostle Leonard Quentin Sampson. He has One Faith Unified Body of Christ Church. And you can go there to get his videos of content and all sorts of information there if you'd like. And his website is also http://OFUBOCCHURCH.org. And again, that's with Apostle Sampson. Now, Mr. Sampson, Apostle Sampson, is also seeking praise dancers, worship leaders, to come to his webpage. And it'll give you an opportunity, praise dancers and worship leaders, to have an opportunity to expose yourself as well as get in on the program that he is offering. Now, let's see, all the other advertisements I have are for Mr. Franz Ace and Mr. Kenny Fuller. Mr. Franz Ace is a dear friend of mine, a brother in Christ, who is a music promoter, producer with his own company, Lust Covenant Records, Metal to Music Records, Erectness.com. And he also has a music video review, Franz Lish videos and much more. And you can go to that by going to his Facebook page. You'll look up Franz Ace. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He has so many other web pages. There's too numerous to mention right now. But do look him up, Franz Ace. He has music tracks available to listen to. He's on Zeno.com. So he's a very well-rounded, talented young man, giving support to all of those who come under his wing, as well as Mr. Kenny Fuller with Five Block Generals Recording Company and Euphorium Records. Mr. Fuller is also a music promoter. He's an artist himself as well by the name of Killer K, and he does a lot of things for the community, and he's working with people around the clock all day, every day. So I was really doing a show at Spreaker on Spreaker.com for a moment, and I got sidetracked for a moment with health issues and things like that. So I'm back on track again, and I'm coming back with all the diversified thing that I do to keep myself occupied and to help to support others in their creative field. You can also go to Ms. Arlene Brown of the Arlene Brown TV Media Network. Arlene is another sister in Christ of mine, and she has so many things going on. Her Hot Bedroom Lingerie, her NGRA radio show, and it's also on Wix.com. And Arlene and I also do a radio show on Saturday nights from 8 to 9. We haven't been able to be in communication lately because of our schedule, but we will be back. It's called the G&A Horror Movie Review, and you can listen to that on Saturday nights by tuning in to NGRA Radio. Let's see. Okay, other things that I'd like to mention is my goddaughter, Miss Michelle Moore. Michelle is a very talented scriptwriter, playwright, and she's actually writing a play at this very moment as we speak. She's really working overtime to do so many things, and of course she's with G-Wiz Productions, my company, and I'm her editor for that, and along with also including dialogue and helping to reshape her scripts, get them ready for formatting. You can get in touch with her through gwizproductions.llc.gae@gmail.com. Again, that's gwizproductions.llc.gae@gmail.com for any content, filmmakers, producers, if you're interested. We are pitching her work at this time and looking for people that are interested in her work. Also, my very good friend, radio show, Miss Author is Terry E. Lau, who has her own radio show called Unmasked. It's also on Blog Talk Radio. I'm looking for content writers for Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks, and we're looking for people that are talented and experienced, and all those that are not experienced, we're taking you on as well because we need dialogue writers as well for Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks. I am the acquisitions and director of Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks. So I wear a lot of hats, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking to be able to help everybody around the world that is in reach of my voice. We are heard globally and in the United States and all the states in the United States, and we really appreciate the global listeners that listen and tune in to us and give us support. Tomorrow night will be my Wise Mind radio show with a modern philosopher, Mr. John Sennius T. Lange, Jr. And what we do is we do a lot of work. He does a lot of lectures, per se, on the shows. It's an hour show. And the number is 646-200-3817, just as it is on this show and all the shows that we do, 646-200-3817, except for the NGRA radio show. And we hope that you will engage with us in all kinds of dialogue and listen to our shows and give us some feedback. You can tweet me at GG1015 for information about anything that you'd like to talk to me about or have a question asked on the show. I'll be able to do that for you. And look forward to you calling in or tweeting us or even emailing us. So, let's see. I'm waiting on my host to call in, Mr. Gamble. But I'd like to give you some additional information also about my co-host, PJ Sampson, who is, she's also a web developer, a music manager. And if you'd like to be managed by PJ, you can shoot her out an email at gwiz.productions.rpjs. That's rpjs@gmail.com. Again, that's gwiz.productions.rpjs@gmail.com. and let her know that you're a recording artist, and she does EPK Kiss and also websites for you all guys, and I'll get you started on your way. She does bookings and a whole lot more. And that's PJ Sampson. She's also with Rebirth for Love. That's REBIRTH, the number 4, love. You can contact her there. You can go visit our webpage to see all the things that we have there to offer you, which I'm sure you'll really like. And get in touch with PJ, because it's very important that you're heard in whatever talents that you do. And we all are diversified in all the things that we do. I'm a scriptwriter, screenwriter, I'm a playwright, I'm a lyricist, and I do a whole lot more. So I'm also a teacher for kids and adults as well who can't afford to have the training that they need to go into acting, and I do. And I'm very good at what I do to help them to get the basics of what they need as far as presentations. And you can also email me at gwizproductionsllc.gae@gmail.com. Again, that's gwizproductionsllc.gae@gmail.com if you'd like to become one of our house actors, as we call them, because we're always gathering actors for the different plays that we do. I'm getting ready to put on a play called The Women of God, Ihodaro, actually, which means, you know, strength in women, the women of God. And that name was given to me by a very special goddaughter, Miss Anita Okonigbe John, who visited me last year from Nigeria. And you can also go to her website. She's also on Facebook for the many things that she offers also as far as talent and counseling is concerned, representation for you and your talents as well. That's Anita Okonigbe John. And that's AnitaOkAnigbe John. You can find her on Facebook. And we'll get along and get moving here. I'm going to go ahead and play a record for you, I mean some music for you for a moment. And hopefully by the time we come back, we'll be engaged with our guest, Mr. John Gamble. This is from Spotify. It's called Only Girl in the World. It's a musical. It's an instrumental by Rihanna. So enjoy the song. Hope you enjoy that one, and that was Rihanna, and very interesting sound. Sorry about that. Sometimes technology does get in the way of things. Again, but this is your radio host again, Gigi Adams Evans, and I was coming to you. Well, I'm coming to you live on my radio show, The Artist Loft. Unfortunately, we don't have my two beautiful co-hosts with us tonight, Ms. PJ Sampson and Ms. Anna Maria Jose. So I'll wing this as usual. And go ahead on and get busy with some more introductions and commercials. Here comes another one right at you.
Hi, guys. This is Gigi Adams-Evans with a brief advertisement for you. Go to www.ustream.tv/channel/franzlicious, FranzLicious to listen to music videos and more shows, the Franzlicious music video and more shows. You will not be sorry that you went there. And also, you can find him on Facebook and Twitter, Franz8. Also, Mr. Kenny Fuller of SBG, Sideblock Generals Records, and Euphorium Records. Both guys are music promoters, and they're looking for and seeking music artists of all walks of life. So hit them up. Tell them that Gigi sent you there. Y'all have a great day.
The weather here in Georgia is kind of chilly today. It's kind of dreary a little bit. And we're looking for more rain. I don't know whether or not it's going to come tonight or what, but I know here lately I've seen a lot of pollen covering the cars and my patios, and not a happy camper, because being an asthma person and having all kinds of allergies, I tend to like want to go somewhere to the North Pole, maybe for a better breath expression, a better breathing time with my life. So be sneezing and I'm chewing everywhere all day and constantly washing my hair, which is silver gray, by the way, ever since I was 23. And it really turned green, and I kind of look like maybe the sister to the Hulk, probably. Join right in, you know. I hate pollen, and I stay in as much as possible. You're listening to The Artist Loft. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, and we're void of my co-host PJ Sampson and Anna Marie Holiday tonight, and our guest is supposed to be Mr. John Gamble, the poet, who wrote a book, and the book, he wrote two books actually, and The Rhymes of My Life in 2014, and his latest release, Spiritual Beingness, I, is a collection of consciousness. What I'd like to say to you, to people out there, not you people, but to people out there who book radio shows with us, and anyone else that books radio shows with artists, if you're not going to be able to make it to the radio show, and I will say this not in a way to really down anybody, but you guys, we put a lot of time into doing these commercials and setting up the podcast when it's for you and taking time out of our schedules to make this happen for you, to help to support you and what you do. And the appreciation comes when you actually call in. We do have text messaging. You're all on Facebook, those that I know of so far. You do have my telephone number. You have the email addresses to let us know that you're not going to be available. And we can readily cancel the show and actually take that time out to be busy with our families or do nothing, as opposed to doing the show, as particularly for tonight. Tuesday nights are an off night for me, and I did make special intentional arrangements for Mr. Gamble to be on the show. So, Mr. Gamble, if you're listening to us and you're in reach of a telephone, a landline is fine, or your cell phone is fine, please call in to 646-200-3817 and let us know what's happening with you. We really appreciate it. I'm going to go into another commercial for a moment, and I'll be right back. So I hope that you guys enjoy it.
Need a screenwriter for your next production or a ghostwriter for your book with an affordable rate? Then check out Gwendolyn D. Adams-Evans. She has been in the business for years and knows exactly what you need. She can get the job done so you can do your project now. You can go here to her website at giwizproductionsllc.wix.com/GwenEvans-GA and check out what she has to offer. Don't let your production or project be put on the back burner. Get it done now and enjoy the payout.
All right. That was talking about me, of course, and I am, like I said, a screenwriter, scriptwriter, stage manager, playwright, and I do a lot of other things. I'm also an abstract artist, and I do sell my artwork. So I guess I'll start posting that back up on the Internet once I get a chance to take more pictures and of what I have so far. But tonight, my guest is supposed to be, before our hour runs out, is Mr. John Gamble, who is not present at this time. Maybe he's tied up in some situation or someone, and we wish him well if that's the case. But in a previous message, I did state that if you have a radio interview or any kind of interview, punctuality is most important for the people that set up the interviews for you. And if you're not going to be able to make it, a courtesy call is most appreciated, or a text message as well. I don't know the content of some people and, you know, what their downfalls or, you know, pitfalls are sometimes, but sometimes things happen in life that we don't have any control over. So courtesy calls or text messages are really quite appreciated. Now, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Let me give you more information about Apostle Leonard Quentin Sampson. I mentioned to you earlier that you can go to his website, http://OFUBOC Church, all together one word, OFUBOCChurch.org, and sign up with his website and get engaged in revamping and reshaping your life, because with these days and times, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much chaos in the world and so much happening everywhere, and we've got to get ourselves right, because there will be an ultimatum one day in this world, and it will be the end of the world. So we need to try to get ourselves together. If you're Christian or non-Christian, still go to the page and listen, because I'm sure that there's something there that would enlighten you and to help you to reshape your life in some sort of way. If you're in need of a website designer, you can also email Ms. T.J. Sampson, and her email is giwiz.productions.aura, as in Ruby, P as in Paul, J as in Juanita, S as in Shirley, rpjs@gmail.com. That's gwiz.productions.rpjs@gmail.com, and she'll be looking forward to you to get in touch with her, because she is also a music manager. She also books you for shows and takes care of all of the stuff that you don't need to take care of, and get you situated for a tour probably, or something else that she does. So look her up, send her an email if you're a recording artist, if you have music, send her an MP3, give her a bio of yourself, and of course a picture to let her know who you are and the sincerity that you have for wanting to move forward. Again, that's giwiz.productions, productions@gmail.com for that information. If you would like to get in touch with myself as well, I'm also gwizproductionsllc.gae@gmail.com if you need scripts written. If I do book-to-movie adaptations for your books. I don't pitch your scripts for you, but I do write them for you, format them for you. And if you have an agent, which I would prefer that you have, or someone that you can trust to help to pitch your scripts, because it's going to take a lot to do that. You're going to have to have a budget for some. Some you don't have to. If a filmmaker wants to buy it outright from you, then, of course, that's a contract and other things that you, the filmmaker, would have in order, but that's out of my hands once I deliver the script to you. And there are reasonable rates for the scripts that I write. You can contact me again at gwizproductionsllc.gae@gmail.com, and I will give you that information as you need it. I'm going to go back and play another instrumental for you, and I'm going to play two, actually. One is by Bruno Mars, and this song is, I like this because it's an instrumental and you can find it on Spotify. I don't want to take away anyone's copyright, so it is called The Lazy Song. Bruno Mars is an instrumental. So sit back and enjoy. We'll be back after the second song. right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead on and go back to the dashboard to see if this is Mr. Gamble that has called into the show.
Hello.
Hello, and thank you for calling in, Mr. Gamble.
Yes,
Hi, Mr. Gamble. We were wondering what happened to you. How are you doing tonight?
I think the time difference is what happened to me. I think I misread your last text message, and I was looking at the Central Standard Time, and I thought that I was supposed to call in at 8 o'clock.
No, sir. We're on. It was in your. Well, it really doesn't make a difference now. You did call in finally, but it's glad to have you on the air. But we're on Eastern Standard Time, and then it's seven o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Pacific Time. So, where are you calling from?
Apparently, I'm just totally confused with that. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm very sorry for issue.
no problem. I choose you out righteously on the air. But we're glad that you called in, really, for the show. And I'd like to talk to you about your book, Spiritual Beingness 1, since the show shuts down at 8 o'clock. Tell us a bit about that. It's a collection of your consciousness.
Well, the spiritual beingness is kind of, I call them perspectives because most of them have to do with events that are basically milestones that I went through in spiritual, a kind of a spiritual evolution over the past 40 plus years. I took an early interest in, I guess, kind of solving the riddle of spirituality, and I say riddle because I had such conflicts, you know, in my younger years with my upbringing in religion. And there was the conflicts, and there was also a lot of contradictions. And so I tended to take them, I guess, fairly seriously, and I could not bring myself to stay in a religion that was basically, you know, contradicting itself, and it caused me to want to just see what else is out there. And once I started that journey, it just kind of took on a life of its own, and that's kind of like where I've been ever since.
I see. Now, Mr. Gamble, when you say it was a church that you had to separate yourself from, would you go in a little bit detail with that without prying too much about what happened with you, if you'd care to talk about that so the audience can kind of understand exactly the separation?
Okay, well, without going into any specific detail, it was, you know, when I go to church, and, you know, and I felt like I was a decent church member. I mean, I was a kid, but, you know, I sang in the choir, I did all of the usual duties of raising funds and stuff, you know, for the church, all of that. And and I had a very high regard for the minister. And I guess maybe I inherited that, you know, because, you know, everybody else had it. But when it came time, you know, for new leadership, you know, to move up in the church, the old leadership took the position of basically saying, this is my church and I'll leave when I want. And this shocked me, because that kind of degraded down into a legal battle for the church. And it split the congregation, and I was just I only have a word for it, how I really felt about it, but I was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized something about the church through that experience, that there is, you know, there's such a thing as spirituality, and then there's such a thing as a religion.
Exactly.
And let's just say I had to make my own distinction between, you know, what I felt was real and what wasn't. And I felt religion was too institutional for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to pursue spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my path since. I don't join organizations. I have, you know, over time, but I've learned that organizations tend to go institutional. If not in the beginning, eventually they do. Inevitably, it seems the human factor steps in and the spirituality starts to pale. And that's when I feel like I've overstayed my welcome and it's time to move on to somewhere else. But that's been my spiritual journey, and these perspectives in spiritual beingness one are a collection of different positions that I have taken over the last 40 years with regarding spirituality.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, you know, that's very interesting, Mr. Gamble, because on my Wednesday night shows, and I do understand about the churches, and I will say this because, and I'll say this with respect to everyone without trying to disrespect anyone, but usually I'm pretty direct in what I'm saying without stepping on anyone's toes purposely. Sometimes in churches there are hypocrites, and there are people that just don't seem to get along with anyone, and the reason they're coming to church is supposed to be for redemption, a new way of life, to getting into the Bible, to getting Christ into their lives, and to taking on the Word and exemplifying it in their lives to make it better for them, you know, for them to have their own spiritual pathways, religious, spiritual, whatever they choose to do. But, you know, there's a lot of controversy going on, and I'm not saying all churches. It's just the ones that I've been to myself, because I left a church that people were just so vindictive, it seems to me, and so hypocritical, so criticizing of everything, separating you from everybody else. If you didn't drive a BMW or a Jaguar or something, you know, and you didn't have a house that was over $100,000, well, you didn't really matter to them, you know, and it was, what kind of shoes are you wearing and all these kind of things. And I think that's so terrible, you know, that the way that I've seen things go around, you know, in so many churches that I've been to. So I decided to worship here at my home. And with the radio show that I do, Wise Mind, it's about spiritual consciousness. It's about awareness, you know. And I've had guests on the show, Mr. Lloyd Umagan, who is also an author in spiritual content, just like you are, with your book Spiritual Beingness One, and of course The Rhymes of Life that you wrote in 2014. We'll talk about that too. But spiritual consciousness to me is, and people don't seem to understand it, they can't connect, but it's away from the mind, it's a different realm, it's tapping into the energy of the universe where you bring in a spiritual content, because when you meditate, you can meditate yourself and you will see yourself as energy. And that's what we are actually, in a meditative state, in a spiritual awareness of consciousness. So I do understand, you know, what you're talking about when you talk about spiritual awareness, because that's what our topics are on Wednesday night, of course. And the spiritual consciousness has to be something that is very profound in you. You have to understand it. So with your collection of poetry in your Spiritual Being One, what prompted you to write each poem? And by the way, congratulations for being a Vietnam era veteran. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much. Now, poetry was poetry was kind of a companion for me. When I was younger, early teens, I was terribly introverted. I was bullied when I was going through middle school and into high school, and that caused me to avoid, you know, most of the people that I knew at that time, because if I wasn't being bullied by someone, they were just picking on me because the bullies was picking on me. And so it was a bit of a, so I kind of withdrawn. I kind of kept to myself a lot. And so for lack of, I guess I started writing because I just wanted to be able to express myself in some way. And since I couldn't talk to people, I could just write about my feelings and what I was getting. The first poem that I wrote was a little bit more purposeful. I was kind of enamored with a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I'd write a poem for her. And I spent a lot of time on it, but it got me absolutely nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the exercise of writing a poem taught me some things about rhyming and what have you. And it wasn't really anything significant at that time, but it gave me an interest in trying to write more meaningful poetry. I wanted to turn some of my life experiences into poetry, and that's when the poetry took on a life of its own. Just about every significant experience that I've had in the last 40 years has a poem attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the book I published, The Rhymes of My Life, these are more or less life learning experiences, you know, things that you learn something and you just kind of want to make some kind of marker somewhere that says, this is what I learned from this experience. But that's just life experience. I also have love experiences, and I also have spiritual experiences. And there are poems for those too, but those I have not yet published. I'm still working those.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm going to get a copy of your book anyway and support you that way as soon as I get to the internet to do that. But, John, if I may call you John.
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you. Being an introvert for a lot of people, you know, as you said, was writing and you were being bullied. And that's another subject that I cover because I used to work as an advocate. Well, I still do. I'm a bullying advocate. And I used to work in our public schools here and in our neighborhood. And people don't understand that bullying can push you into a very, very closed box in your life where some people actually commit suicide. Kids do it, you know, and bullying comes from all ranges and all ages in life. But for you to actually sit down and use that time when you were disenchanted, you know, with turmoil and everything, to write these poems, that had to be an expression of relief for you, it would seem to me, each time that you wrote one, because that was one door open, one door closed. And then you'd write the next door into your life, which I think is a beautiful thing. But tell me about what you know about what is spiritual beingness one? What is that? What does that
spiritual
mean?
Spiritual beingness is the phrase spiritual beingness is about the looking for the true you, the true me. And it's a stepping outside of the human consciousness to put yourself in a position of the only thing that survives this human experience.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, everything human, everything that we experience, you know, in the human, and all of that it's really just kind of like a dream. And you know, and upon death or translation or however people want to look at it, you know, all of that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
All of that goes away. So if you are here to have experiences and to retain them, to retain these experiences, it can't be a body experience. It can't be a human experience. It has to be something deeper, something more intimate, I would say. And so that is the part of me that I had been seeking, you know, because the human experience for me is kind of like going back to the bullying and thing. The human experience for me has been devastating in some cases, you know. And I suffered a lot of misery, you know, being a human being. And I just knew that life has to be about more than just the human that I know.
Exactly.
And so this is what I have been pursuing. I wanted to understand the inner me, the greater me, the higher me, whatever name I can put on it. But there has to be more to me than my humanness. My humanness, I've been victimized by my own humanness just about as much as I have by other people's humanness. You know what I mean? And so
it makes
life a constant struggle. And unless you can figure these things out and put things in the place that they're supposed to be, then life, even life at its best, will eventually or inevitably, you know, be terminal. And nothing will last. And so that means that it's meaningless. And I can't believe that life is meaningless like that.
No, I don't think life, I don't believe that either, because of the fact that there's a higher consciousness. And, you know, there are many different levels of consciousness, but I'll just talk about three tonight, and probably you can touch on those with me as I talk about them. But the physical consciousness, with the brain as the center, okay. The second part is the soul consciousness, which includes the soul, and it's considered to be the center, you know, the center of our being, our beingness. And then the spirit of our true self consciousness, which is the spirit of our true self, as you just talked about a moment ago, in so many words, is within our spiritual heart. Now, with this consciousness, it's also known as supra consciousness, or Atman, A-T-M-A-N. Now, to get there, there's meditation, there's deep meditation, and as soon as our meditation begins, our physical consciousness on our brain, you know, is the outer layer of consciousness, and it kind of envelops us in a level of a different kind of consciousness, if that makes any sense to the listeners, because we detach ourselves from that, what Ms. Gamble is talking about, being this I. That being this I gives you an opportunity to step outside of the body, outside of the levels of the brain, and go into a whole different realm. And I've been there many, many times. I go there, and it is totally awesome, because no one can explain it to you, but you have to really have that true self within your heart. You'll find out who the real you is. You'll find out who you are and why you're here and where are you headed. Those are the most important things to me, and the meanings of life and existence for spiritual consciousness. I'm very into what you're saying, and I really do want to get a chance and opportunity to read your book, because you really did have to do a lot of spiritual journeys to get to where you are. Am I not right?
I've had some phenomenal spiritual experiences. But, mm-hmm. But my experiences are my experiences. They're really not a lot of meaning to anyone else. The only experiences that have meaning are the ones that you can have yourself, the ones that you can experience yourself. Now, I used to be, you know, high on the meditation and the discipline of sitting for, you know, for extended periods and until, you know, my body just kind of like disappears. And I've had those experiences. But I found myself being more focused on another technique that's more practical, because you see, a lot of people just don't have the discipline to do the meditative route. But there is a human discipline that a lot of people are not aware of. And I call it taking command of the vessel. And I like this procedure. I like this process because it is very practical, and it's something that ain't just about anybody can understand. This taking command of the vessel is basically dealing with the mind, the emotions, the physical body, and whatever that is left, which is the soul. Now, in an average day, the body is commanded by the emotions or by the mind or by the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the thing is, there is in a vessel there can only be one captain.
Mm-hmm.
There can only be one captain, and so the captain has to take command of the vessel and put the crew, which is the mind and the emotions, in their proper places.
Exactly.
And so this, if we're able to do this exercise where we take command of the vessel and then monitor mind and emotions to make sure that they stay in their proper place, that
mm-hmm.
opens us up for a lot of spiritual experiences. Because most of the reason that we can't have the spiritual experiences is because of the constant distraction, the constant distraction that comes from the emotions bouncing here, there, everywhere, and the mind, you know, flipping from this thought to that thought to that thought. It's an endless stream of clatter, chatter, whatever you want to call it, just going through the mind. You see, these are the things. This is the body is just racked with a whole lot of rampant irrelevance,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word. And unless we can get that out of the way, unless we can shut that off, then it's very difficult to reach, you know, anything of real spiritual meaning. It's very difficult to feel, you know, that inner spirituality that's always there. We're never disconnected from spirit, ever.
No, we're not.
But we are so buried in layers of illusion and layers of that clatter and that chatter that we can't hear the sound of spirit. We can't feel the vibration of spiritual. We don't feel that within us because we're so buried in the humanness.
Exactly.
We've got to be able to rise up out of that human consciousness so that we can, it's kind of like waking up from the dream.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to wake up to reality. Reality is getting out of that human consciousness. That human consciousness, though, is a difficult thing. I mean, we've invested so much in it. We've invested our lives, our jobs, our welfare, our everything. It's all invested in that human consciousness. But it doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
What we need to do is be the captain of the ship and
mm-hmm.
manage accordingly.
Exactly.
So I hope I don't know if I explained that very well, but
I think you did exceptionally well because I understand it because I'm there with you because I do practice spiritual consciousness myself, and I'm sure that a lot of the audiences, people that are listening in, who are also avid listeners of Wise Mind, who is with Tito Lange, is also a person that's into the same realm of consciousness as you are. Actually, he's a lecturer and a teacher about spiritual consciousness. And to have our consciousness, people have to understand that our core, our heart, our core is the main connection because of the fact that heart, our heart is so important. And it doesn't really mean that our outer levels of consciousness is not important. But, ladies and gentlemen, our physical consciousness with our human brain as the center is also a wonderful facility, but it separates us, as I had mentioned before, and as Mr. Gamble had mentioned, it's a part of a spiritual tool given to us by a true source. That true source comes from the energy of the universe so that we can learn through our own personal experiences, because no one else is going to have that same experience as we have. Our spiritual lessons here on earth are to help us individually to remember and how to choose a true source. But in the process, you have to use that special tool, the heart, which has been provided for us to truly improve our connections. So we have to learn who the true self within the heart is, and that is, as Mr. Gamble has spoke about just a moment ago, the real you. That real you is your true self. It's just a temporary part of your human body because it separates itself from you. So if you start to go on a spiritual journey, you'll understand the more and more you do it, as he has said several times in this interview tonight, it's mind-blowing. It's amazing because no one experiences the same thing. But you will have the divine love, the light of our beloved Creator. You'll witness that true source, and that true source is ourselves. We're looking at ourselves in a different way, a different light. You don't see yourself, actually. You see energy, and that's what we're about, energy, that beingness, that whole beingness, that higher consciousness, and that spiritual growth. So, Mr. Gamble, let me ask you, how often do you practice your spiritual consciousness, your meditation? Because you are right as far as all the yoga and all that stuff is, because Lord Amagon, another one of my guests last year, also wrote a book about spiritual consciousness, and he was saying the same things that you were saying about. You don't have to use yoga, and you don't have to do chants, and you don't have to do that. You have to learn how to put yourself in a position to know how to access your spiritual consciousness. So is there a lesson for someone to know that will help them to do that from you, an easy way?
Well, for someone who's just starting out, you want to get on some kind of schedule for sure, because as we all know, the brain has to be trained. It has to have some kind of consistency in order for it to start to accept, you know, what you're doing. And trust me, the training that's already in our minds a lot of times actually rejects something new that we're trying to introduce into it. It has this natural aversion to changing something that it is comfortable with. And so if you're going to do something that it is not comfortable with, then it's like your own thoughts start to fight against you. And so what I'm saying is, if we decide that we want to do this, then we have to decide that we want to do this, put ourselves on some kind of schedule, like a half hour in the morning, or, you know, when you wake up, and you just say, you know, I am going to take on this day with love and gratitude, you know, for the being that I am and the facility that I have, you know, to do this. And you just try to put yourself in a frame of mind that's going to set the tone for your day. And at the end of the day, before you go to sleep, you want to do another. It doesn't have to be a meditation session. You just want to just feel like you're connecting to spirit and saying, you know, things like, you know, well, I've had a wonderful day. I've had these experiences. You can rehash what happened. But the main thing is you want to think of spirit before you go to sleep, because sometimes that affects how you dream. You actually can have spiritual experiences. If you set your mind into a spiritual mode before you go to sleep, you can have spiritual experiences that can teach you things about yourself that your life in the waking state will never teach you. Because, you see, the dream state doesn't have a past or future. It can be any time. It's not, you can go into the past, into the future, or it can be the present. The dream state can be, it doesn't have that time limit. It doesn't have that boundary of time, I should say. And so a lot of very important things come out of the dream state. And I want to say this very quickly, that I think that the dream state is really the other half of our lives. We spend practically half our lives sleeping. And somehow we tend to count only the time that we're awake, and we discount dreams as, oh, that was just a dream. But I think that dreams offer the same kind of experience that our waking lives offer if we have the conscious awareness to recognize it.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
But I think that once you get yourself on some kind of schedule and get comfortable with that, your own experiences will lead you where you want to go, where you need to go. I don't like to think that there's any one procedure that's going to work with everybody, but you just kind of have to work your way forward and do what comes to you, do what feels good for you. Because like you were saying, we're all individuals here. We're all individuals, and we come to this world with unique creative potential that no one else has. No one has the unique creative potential that we each individually have. This is the reason why there are no two people identical, no two people alike. Because, I mean, perfection doesn't need redundancy. So God doesn't need to make two of anything.
No.
So you see, each of us have our place in the divine plan. Each of us have our potential that we contribute to that plan. And each of us finds our way to develop this potential and meet our place in the divine plan. But we can't do that. We can't do that if we are stuck in the human consciousness. That's not where it is. We'll never find it there.
No, and I totally agree. Because our neurons and response, as far as our thoughts and our experiences, are totally different from the spiritual consciousness that we connect to. There's a separation, ladies and gentlemen, from the brain to another realm of spiritual consciousness that doesn't have anything to do with the brain. Even though the brain is our mechanism for thought and everything else in our lives, as Mr. Gamble has said, the mind can change the structure of the brain, actually, and its relationship through repeated and constant dedicated spiritual consciousness. You can renew yourself. You can develop a mind sight through rediscovering, redeveloping yourself in all sorts of ways. So I really encourage you to go to his website and pick up a copy of his book. And his website is www.spiritualbeingness, that's one word, spiritualbeingness.info. And it gives you a lot of information in his book that he wrote about his topic, spiritual beingness. I let you know that there is a separation of self. There is a separation of physical and non-physical. John, we're going to go into overtime to maybe 5 or 6 more minutes. And I'd like for you to indulge in a little bit more, because when you pursued your various pathways in life, has it helped you any to become less of an introvert now? Are you more capable of not being such in an introverted state? How has it helped you? I know you said writing was your lever.
I think being an introvert was a blessing to me, actually. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how I think my life may have unfolded in the perfect way to bring me to the place where I most needed to be. The place where, let's just say, the place where I felt like I could make my contribution to the divine plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ideas of being a writer, you know, when I was a teenager, but I took the safe route. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a job and had a career and all of that. And but the writing bug was always in me. I always wanted to write, and I just never ever felt secure enough to just try writing and not, you know, not focus so much on career deals. But now that I'm here, I feel like even the 39 years that I spent in my career was preparing me to do what I am doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the introversion that you mentioned before, I think that introversion taught me how to focus. Taught me how to look at a topic and to basically break it down into levels and to try to look at all facets of it. And
mm-hmm.
it taught me to concentrate. It taught me to, well, I guess that's about the best way I could describe it, is that it gave me a more rounded view of the things, you know, that I was writing about. I was able
mm-hmm.
to really focus on things. But more than that, I established an inner connection to spirit. In my time alone, I never really felt alone.
That's
and,
amazing.
No, I mean, alone is just, that's just not possible for me now. I feel like I am, like, connected universally.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the introversion, I think, was, I don't think I could, I may have gone in a totally different direction had I not, you know, experienced the life that I have.
Right. And I do understand that, because being an introvert sometimes can, it's like you're hiding inside of yourself, but sometimes that's a way of order to stand still and to focus more on self, because you're at a point where you can actually really be in a box, but not be in a box, but you can hear and you don't hear, you can see and you don't see, but you can feel and be aware of everything around you through a spiritual contact. I mean, that's the way I would assume that, you know, some introverts are, because of that fact. And I think it's not a bad thing. I think it's really actually a good thing for a lot of people, you know, because of the fact that you really have time to get to know who you are. And like you
that's
did,
it.
you wrote these poems and you know, you were able to break free, to come out of the box and express yourself. So, I mean, you know, that's a step towards letting people know that you are in tune with your spiritual consciousness. You know who you are and where you are, where you came from, and where you're going. That's most important. The spiritual perspectives of life are very important to each individual, and they need to learn these things, because it's very important in life. It's our only survival in a world of chaos, and we're going to have to get. And most people, because I'm Native American and Black, so I learned both sides of the road, how to concentrate and learn to appreciate the great Creator, you know, and learning how to get in tune with as above and so below. So all of those things are very important to me in life, and learning how to separate myself from my human self. I've done it ever since I was a kid. So it just comes natural for me. Some people have to learn how to do it. But I would like for you to come back to the show, John, and we can pick up where we left off before, because it was such a short interview with the time, you know, confusion and everything. But I would really like to have you come back at another time that's convenient to you, and hopefully you can read some of your poetry from Spirit Beingness 1 and, of course, from The Rhymes of Life. And to give us an update on what you're doing, just email us and let us know you want to come back on this show, and I'll let you know the times that are available. But I would like for you to go ahead and give a shout-out to those people that are listening in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Artist Loft. This is your radio host, producer Gigi Adams-Evans, with my special guest, Mr. John Gamble, who is a Vietnam-era veteran and a retired civil servant for 39 years. He is now a poet with two books, The Rhymes of Life, published in 2014, and his latest release, Spiritual Beingness, I. So, John, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give to family or friends before we leave the air tonight?
No, I just want to apologize for confusing the time, and I hope I didn't, you know, cause any consternation to anybody. This is supposed
I was really looking forward to doing this,
and it's amazing that this would happen. But I do hope that we can do this again.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because, you know, it's kind of like I had made comments to people beforehand, as I always do for interviews, that, you know, missing interviews and things like that, because it's very important for us to get you on the air, and we really want our audience to hear you and what you're talking about, to support you, to push you out there, to keep pushing that wave right on out there to the world to help you to keep doing what you're doing, you know. So, please let us know when you have an opportunity to come back. And I'd like for you to come back as much as possible. We even missed you on the Wise Mind radio show. I guess that was because of a time thing, time confusion there. But we're on tomorrow night now. If you'd like to come back to the show on Wednesday night just to listen in, you can go to the radio show, to Blog Talk Radio, the Wise Mind with John Phineas T. Lyons Jr., and listen to his philosophies about mind energy, mind consciousness, spiritual being, and basically the same thing that you're talking about now. He's a teacher also, and in spiritual awareness and, you know, spiritual content. So thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say that I hope that you all enjoyed the show and you enjoyed the interview with Mr. Gamble tonight. And if you have any questions or comments, you can email us at gwiz.productions.rpjs@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter. That's gg1015. And you can go to our webpage, rebirth4love.com. That's rebirthforlove.com. And, of course, by me being a writer, playwright, screenwriter, stage producer, you can also hit me up on gwizproductionsllc.wix.com/Gwen Evans/Georgia if you're interested in me changing your book into a movie, a book-to-movie adaptation. And also, our second company, Buttermilk and Cornbread Filmworks, we're looking for content writers. So you can send me out an email to the same email address, gwizproductionsllc.gae@gmail.com. So thank you, Mr. Gamble, for being on the show. I look forward to getting a copy of your book, and I'll have more questions to ask you as you come back again. So don't become a stranger now, because you've just picked up another friend. So we're looking forward to doing this again with you.
Well, I thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, Mr. Gamble. All right, good night. Tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We've gone into overtime tonight for the guest. Our guest that was late for the show tonight because of a time confusion, Mr. John Gamble, poet, ex-Vietnam veteran, and delight to talk to tonight. And I'd also like to give you a little bit of information before we leave the show, as my Facebook page on Rebirth for Love, The Artist Loft Multimedia. I couldn't remember the name of my goddaughter's book at that particular time. I'm going to give it to you now. Her name is Althea Moore, and it's called Poetry from the Heart and Personal Thoughts by Althea Moore. And you can find that book on Amazon.com, createspace.com. I do apologize, Sweetums, for not remembering the title of your book on the Facebook page, but now it's on live radio, so there we go. It's Poetry from the Heart and Personal Thoughts by Althea Moore. You guys, I hope you have a wonderful evening. May God bless you. Don't forget to stop by Apostle Leonard Sampson's webpage, our Facebook page, and that's OFUBOC Church. OFUBOC Church. It's all together one word, and the letters read out OFUBOCCHURCH, and his website is http://UBOCCHURCH.org. That again, that's http://OFUBOCCHURCH.org. Again, all of my friends out there, Arlene and Franz and PJ and Anna, my co-hosts, I hope that you all have a wonderful evening. Also, shout out to Kenny Fuller of SCG and, of course, Franz A from Middleton Music. If you need to go anywhere on a trip, go to Majestic Rose and look up on YouTube and find out all the things that you need to find out about traveling. Arlene Brown Media TV Network, she's the owner of Majestic Rose Travel. So check her out. She also has Hot Bedroom Lingerie. She's also on Facebook and Wix.com. She's also the owner of NGRA Radio. So without further ado, I'd like to say good night to you all, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. God bless. Good night.